Hey guys. Hi. How you guys doing? I'm asking for everyone, wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, whether from Nigeria or from the UK, from the US. Hope everyone is doing okay. I'm really so excited about my last episode. It really got I don't know, I'm so excited because as of now I have 183 plays on that episode. Wow, that's the highest I've ever had on my podcast, on any of my episodes. Before that one, the highest I had was 23. 23 plays, and it gets me so excited. So imagine how I actually feel that I went from 23 to 183. That's huge. That's 160 increase. Wow. I'm excited. The first time I opened my Anchor app, and then I saw that the plays actually went from 20 something to 90. I was like, what? How? What happened? What did I do? Did I do something? Did I promote it? Did someone promote it for me? But none of that actually happened. It was just organic, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so delighted. And I've actually wanted to record another episode since then, but because of everything that has been happening in Nigeria, my God, I have not been really able to record because I've been so sad, I've been so scared, I've been so, all over the place and all. And I'm just trying to use the little strength that I have left in me to just, go by the day and be fine. And that's why I'm asking if everybody's fine. I hope everyone is fine, everyone is okay. If you lost anything, maybe your belongings, or you lost a loved one to everything that happened in Nigeria, I just want to say that I am sorry. We're in a place where everybody's just trying to stay alive now. We have gotten to that point where presently everybody just wants to stay alive. Nobody wants to die. And I've seen people actually say they actually want to leave the country. Trust me, I thought about it too. I did, but I don't have money. I don't have enough money to even travel out of the country. So I can imagine other people like me who do not have enough money to actually leave. What are we going to do? We just have to stay alive. We have to stay alive, and we have to make things work. We have to use our voices, we have to use our platforms, we have to, do everything possible that we can. Like I said, I hope everyone is fine. This is a hard time. This is a difficult time. It's really sad that people are being killed for fighting for our rights. Our brothers, our sisters are being shot at, are being killed just because we are demanding for the right thing. We are demanding that the right things be done. How can it be so hard to do the right thing? That's why you were elected. That's why people voted you in position to lead, to protect us. I mean, the duty of any government of a country is to protect the lives of its citizens, to provide, infrastructure, healthcare facilities, education, make life easy. People pay taxes for these things. People pay taxes for everything to be fine. And then you realize that things are not working, and people are tired, and then they go to the streets, and then they are fighting for what is right, and then people are being killed. I don't know, like I've thought about it a million times and I still can't find the right answers. I still can't find, and that's why I'm a Christian, and most times when I'm confused and I really can't find the answers, I just resort to God and I just talk to God and I just, you know, just lean on Him for strength. And I believe that that's what most of us are doing now, especially Christians. We are basically just leaning on to God and hoping that everything will be fine. And you know, hope is something that as long as you're alive, you should never lose. Like it doesn't matter what's going on around, it doesn't matter how difficult things look like, never lose your hope. Never. You need it. You need it. Even in the face of troubles, in the face of tribulation, in the face of you know, things not working the way you would expect, hope is a strategy that I think everyone should actually hold on to. I was going through some personal stuff when this whole thing started, and trust me, I had to put whatever it is I was going through aside and focus on this fight, because it is a fight for everybody. I have a brother, I have friends, I have cousins, you know, and even though I don't have a boyfriend, I intend to get married in future. You know, so I can say I have a future husband, and I really don't want anything to happen to any of them. I don't want any of them to be profiled just based on how they're dressed or the kind of cars they're riding or the time that they choose to go out. We are young, and we young people, we want to live. We want to enjoy life. We want to have fun. You know, it's already hard enough that a lot of us are actually working so hard and yet we have nothing to show for it. Like, it's already hard enough that taxes and, you know, expenses are taking our money, and we're just trying to, you know, enjoy from the little we have and just be fine. And then somebody now comes and says, you still do not have a right to be happy. Like, it's appalling. I don't know how else to put it. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's just sad, because no matter how you try to think about it, there is no justification. There is absolutely no justification for killing and harassing people that you are meant to protect. How bad can it get that you do not even have a conscience? And as if that is enough, people were protesting and they still opened fire and killed people. My God, it's hard. I like it's a time I don't like remembering, because anytime the videos, the shouts of people and those images just come back to me, I basically lose it. Like, I just start crying. Like, it could have been me. Could have been my brother. Could have been my friend. When the shooting started, I had to start calling my friends that I knew went to that place to protest. I had to start calling people, my loved ones, to check up on them to be sure they were not shot at. Imagine people whose loved ones were shot at. I don't even want to imagine it. It's sad. Like, it's sad that our reality is now what is supposed to be our nightmare. You know, you know, you have fantasies, you have nightmares, you have imaginations, and you have realities. Like, what is exactly our reality right now is actually what is supposed to be our nightmare. A nightmare that will run from, a nightmare that we never want to see, a nightmare that we never want to have. So imagine waking up every day to a nightmare, and then your reality is your dream. Like, that's the state we are now. What is supposed to be our reality is something that we dream about, something that we are hoping for. What's something that is our nightmare, not even our dream, is actually what has become our reality. and it's very sad. I just want to say that. And like I said, everyone that has lost something, that has lost someone, I just pray that God would help to heal whatever pain. It can't be like before. Things are not going to be like before. Even for those of us that didn't really lose anybody, things are not before. Things are not going to remain the same. But then, like I said, hope is something that we actually need to hold on to this period. Because without it, we might not be able to see the end of this great revolution that is happening right in front of us. This is a time for us to actually, you know, retreat and re-strategize. Alongside that, let's still be hopeful. And when I say hopeful in the sense that a time will come that the right things will be done. Hopeful that a time will come we will not be afraid to speak our minds. Hopeful that a time will come we will not have to beg before we actually get the things that we deserve. Hopeful that a time will come that everybody will have equal opportunity to experience the same thing. Hopeful that a time will come and our lives will no longer be a living hell. That we no longer have to look at our backs when we are walking on the street. And talking, saying the truth is not going to be an opportunity for people to be after your life. Let's keep this hope alive. And as we hope, let us read. Let us be knowledgeable about a lot of things happening around us, about a lot of things happening around the world. Africa presently is going through a difficult time. Presently, children are dying in Congo, child labor. Women are being raped and killed in Namibia. People are being killed in Cameroon. Everywhere is hot. Protests are going on almost everywhere right now. This is a moment. 2020 is such a year that has opened our eyes to see a lot of things. And I hope that these things that we've seen will not shatter us, will not break us. But rather it will build us, it will encourage us, it will strengthen us to actually demand for what is right, to actually demand for, you know, the right things to be done. Like someone said, oh, die not die. A lot of us are scared of dying, yes, but who's not gonna die? Everybody will. Everybody's gonna die one day. But as long as you're still alive, you need to hold on to that hope. Those that died, most of them kept asking for one thing, that we keep the hope alive, that we keep moving, that we never give up. And that is what I want us to do, to never give up. No matter how little you can help to make a change around you, do it. If someone is telling you to help them lie, maybe to destroy another person, don't do it. Tell them you can't. See, accountability starts from very little things. That is what we don't know. People that are terrible didn't just wake up one day and become terrible. It's a gradual process. It probably started at a state of mind, a thought, and then some little actions here and there. And then before it became fully blown. Are you in a neighborhood and you notice some kids are hungry? Feed them if you can. Those kids you don't feed today will grow up to become hoodlums that will come and steal from you later in future. Do you see anybody around you who is supposed to be in school but is not in school and you can help them go to school? Help them. A child that is not trained today will be used as a tool for destruction tomorrow. in whatsoever way you can help, help. No matter how little. Volunteer. Do things. Because trust me, when people are hungry, they don't think. When people are mad, when people are angry, they don't think. Let me tell you two things that I have noticed that actually drives people to act. Because it has driven me. One is hunger. Two is anger. Those two sound alike, right? Hunger, when somebody is hungry and they've tried to be good, they've tried to be sane, but they're still hungry. You would be surprised what they are willing to do just to get a spoon of rice. That is what hunger can do to people. People will do anything just to stay alive or to die. Two is anger. Anger in the sense that when someone is being pushed so much that they have nowhere to turn to, like they've exhausted their patience, they've had it up to here. By the time they come back, there is nothing you can say to such person. It's not going to change anything anymore because they have had it up to here. And what's on their mind is they just want to let out what they feel. So most times, these two things drive people, but we don't know that yet. The protest was born out of a place of, okay, it's okay, we can't take this anymore. Like, maybe not an aggravated anger, but an accumulation of bottled emotions. You know, we see some things and we are like, oh my God, what is this? Why are these people doing this? How is it so hard to govern people and do the right thing? You know, how hard is it to end SARS? You've been promising us you're going to end SARS for how many years now? You've not done that. No way. What happened?
Wow.
Okay, sorry. At some point, I thought what I was recording was not recording. Sorry about that. At some point, I thought what I was recording wasn't recording, so that was why I had to do this again. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that we have to get to a point where we actually see beyond what people are doing and we go to the extent of actually studying what is leading to that action. I think that's what we really need to do now. So when you see somebody being angry, when you see somebody actually lashing out, you know, let's not be so quick to judge. Let me say that. Let's not be so quick to say, oh, why are they doing this? Don't they know it's wrong? Trust me, a lot of them probably know it's wrong. Like, a lot of them probably know it's wrong. But they don't care. So, what we need to do is get to the root cause of why these people are actually doing that thing that they're doing. Once you get the root cause and you're able to say, oh, this is why they are doing this, then it is easier to deal with that problem. But if all we are doing is that we are just looking at the surface and we are just trying to, what's the word now? We are just trying to curb everything on the surface. Trust me, you might be able to curb some of those things, but trust me, as long as the root is still there, as long as you've not dealt with the root of that thing, it will keep coming back. Like it's basically human nature. That's why most times when they say someone is depressed, person is sad, you don't just say, oh, do something that makes you happy, go watch a movie, talk to a friend, listen to music, sleep. All those things are just temporary solutions to actually take away whatever they are feeling at that moment. Depression actually has triggers. So just like some things that we do actually have triggers, the moment the trigger for that depression is not dealt with, trust me, it's only a matter of time until that person goes back to that state. That's why when you, I've never gone for a therapy session before, but I've watched therapy sessions before. When you go for therapy sessions, the therapists keep asking you questions. They keep asking you questions. So when this thing happens, how do you feel? When this thing happens, how do you react? So when so person did this, who is this person that did? What they are trying to do is they are trying to get to the root. They are trying to get your trigger. So once they are able to get to the root and they get what triggers it, then they are able to help you deal with it. So they either teach you how to manage those triggers, or they tell you to stay away from those triggers. If it's a person, if it's your job, they tell you to resign and leave. If it's a person, they tell you to stay away from the person. But if it's something that is within you, something that is like, it's something that you can't take away, maybe you're a very emotional person, they will just teach you how to manage it until you now have a power to, you know, effectively deal with whatever emotions you're feeling at a particular time. And it's the same thing with people. As some of us were trying to protest and demand for our rights, some others saw that as an opportunity to destroy things and steal from people. You can see, at the end of the day, these guys that are looking for every way to frustrate our efforts will classify everybody as the same. And then they would not give us room to actually air our grievances anymore. Because what they would say is, airing our grievances has never led to anything useful. It leads to destruction. And that's an opportunity. So what am I trying to say? As some of us are trying to build, some people don't know how to build. Some people don't know how to communicate what they want. If they've not destroyed things, they don't believe they've communicated yet. So what is driving those guys? Is it hunger? Is it anger? Or is it something else? Why don't we try to get to the root of it? Once we get it, then we deal with it. And this helps us to build a network. What's the other word now? Helps us to build a network, helps us to build a very robust, but you guys get what I'm saying. Like, it just helps us to build like a very, very strong connected form of government, that by the time we decide, okay, now we are ready to fight for our rights, everybody is on the same plane. Everybody is in tune with what we want to do. Everybody is on the same level of understanding, the same level of knowledge, the same level of how will I put it now? The same level of results. Like, we are all looking to get the same thing. Not like, as we are trying to make changes, some people are trying to frustrate those changes. Until we do that, we might not necessarily get what we want. But the moment we get to the root, and we deal with it. And we are able to manage everybody's trigger. And we are able to educate everybody, no matter how young. We are able to help the next person in our neighborhood to become a better person. Then, can we all now go out and speak with one voice? But the moment some specific people are left out of the plan, because they have no idea what the plan is about, and because they are being driven by something different from what is driving us, they're going to frustrate it. And it's all going to be back to square one. If not square zero, Seth. So I just really needed to put this on here. Please share. We are at a very crucial stage where we can give up. We cannot give up. This is a global fight. It's not just a Nigerian fight. And we can't give up. We have to win. And if you have a platform, if you're a writer, if you're a singer, if you're, you know, whatever you do, if you're a content producer, like you're a content creator, like me, please use your platform. Keep speaking up. Keep educating people in whatsoever way that you can. Help people around you. Send messages. Call people. Because this is a fight that might take longer than we think. And that means we are going to need more people than we have now. And everybody has to be on the same level of understanding of what we want. Until then, we might just be shooting in the wrong direction and wasting our bullets. And trust me, as much as we think we have a shitload of bullets in terms of number of people, if everyone is not on the same level of understanding of what we want and how we want to get it, we might end up with nothing but casualties at the end of the day. Thank you very much, everyone. If you're just listening for the first time, my name is Olaide Olumide, and I like to call myself a girl that loves to talk. I love to talk. I love to, you know, think about amazing things in my head, and just, you know, explore them in my head. Anyways, thank you for listening, guys. Please share. Please. Have an amazing week, an amazing day, an amazing rest of the year. 2020 is not over. A lot can still happen. I'm still very optimistic about this year, by the way. So take care and bye.